Welcome to From the Sidelines. This week, we visit a North Dublin club which was founded by a priest who later became a bishop. We meet the guys from St. Kevin's FC at Shannon Road in Santry.
My name is Neil Fox and I'm an exec director of St. Kevin's Football Club. My main role in the club would be a public relations officer, and I also look after the social media, but most people in the club would know me as Foxy. Not many would know my first name there. The club was set up in 1959 when Father Des Williams at the time was in the park, and he seen a couple of boys playing football, and he was wondering, were they playing for anybody? And the lads said they weren't. So he went around and set up a football club, and that's how we started in 1959. And the name, so I've asked a few people, and our chairman is able to tell us that obviously through his religious background, the St. Kevin's has come from the religion in Glendalough, St. Kevin's Cross, so that's where we came along. And how we got our unique colour tangerine was Father Dad's went into a place in Cable Street, and he was looking for something cheap and cheerful, and there was a roll of tangerine cloth in the corner. And he picked that out, and that's how we came known to be the Tangerines of Whitehall.
The club has a rich history of talented former players who now play at international and English Premier League level. It has also hosted junior sides from around Europe in the Academy Cup.
Now, our Academy Cup started from our 50th anniversary, when a couple of the executive and the directors of the club wanted to mark it with something special. And we had the idea of bringing over some great clubs from around Europe to play in a tournament on the Easter weekend for our under-13 Premier. And some of the great teams we brought in over the years were Barcelona, Real Madrid, Arsenal. West Brom would have been a very close team to ours, and we were lucky to bring them in. And as you can see around the boardroom, the winners have left their jerseys over the years, and we've had the likes of Celtic, Arsenal, Bromby. We've been very lucky to have a lot of great players come through the club and go on to have great success in England and Europe and the world. And obviously, we have a lot of famous guys. Probably one of our most famous was Liam Brady, a local lad from Ellenfield who played for Kevin's. He was a great guy. We see him every so often. We've had great players like Ian Hart who come through the system. Damien Duff was with us, Alan Mabry. And then over the last couple of years, the likes of Robbie Brady and Jeff Hendricks, Darragh O'Shea. And obviously the big one at the moment is Evan Ferguson, who came through the club from 7 years of age. And he is doing very well at Brighton, and obviously he's a senior international, so we've been very lucky there.
St. Kevin's boasts excellent facilities at Shannon Road to cater for the growing numbers of boys and girls.
So my name is Mick Fox, vice chairman of the club for the last 2 years, former player here. I suppose our ethos would be we create good people, develop good people, good players as well, good coaches. The future of what we're looking to do is we're looking to expand. So as you may know, we used to be called St. Kevin's Boys Football Club. But in the last year, we changed our name to St. Kevin's Football Club because we want to bring the girls on board as well. So our future at the club is we want to continue the good work we've done in the past, but we want to bring the girls' side of it into the game as well. So we want to develop that further as well.
The clubhouse has opened now quite a few years now, and how that came around was obviously they've done fundraising, and there's a couple of unique ways around it. There used to be a gentleman from the area, Tom Bourne, who used to actually call around to the residents and ask them for a donation to the club, and then he had draws and all sorts of stuff. So that's how the clubhouse came into existence, from the locals who and obviously the community who use it quite a bit. And over the years it's grown in size. We're obviously the main pitch outside, which used to be Joseph Murphy Structural Engineers, and unfortunately when they closed down, it was about 20 years ago I think, they closed down, and the club approached DCC, could we get use of the ground, and we were lucky enough to get where the pitch is now, and we turned that into a pitch there many years ago, and we've moved on since with we also have an indoor all weather, which was be an old wooden floor and a plastic floor. I remember falling on it a couple of times as a young fella. And then at the side of the clubhouse used to be a car park, and we over the years we kind of came up with a great idea. It's a bit of a waste of space, so we turned it into an outdoor all weather, and that's one of the many facilities we have here in the club. And we have a great gym down the end. As you can see, we're in the boardroom at the moment, which used to be the gym years ago. I remember very well. But over the years, we've modernised the club, and this is the fantastic facilities we have now.
Now we meet the management team from the under 16 Premier team as they talk us through their weekly preparation for games.
My name is Stephen Doyle. I'm a coach with the under 16 St. Kevin's Premier team, along with Wayne Sheehan, Tosh McCarthy, and Gordon Moore. The four of us looked after St. Kevin's under 16 Premier, playing the DDSL every Sunday, training twice a week. We just finished an analysis session there in the office, in the analysis room, before coming down to the gym. Done a gym session there, and now we're out on the small Astro now for a pitch session till 9. And then Tuesday we train over at St. Aidan's. So we work on our build-up play and our tactical shape, stuff like that, positions, on a Tuesday night. And then we ask the lads as well to have a programme then, on their days off on a Wednesday. We ask them to do a bit of extra strength and conditioning work. And then obviously rest day Saturday and get ready, make sure they're rested and prepared for the game on Sunday. We've 20 players in the squad at the moment. That gives us obviously plenty of options if we have injuries. You know, there's going to be plenty of injuries along the way, so we need to make sure we've plenty of cover. The lads have exams as well coming up, a lot of them doing their junior certs as well, so we need to think ahead in preparation for that. We've a squad of 20, very competitive. We've nearly two players for every position. We've got plenty of strength and depth, so yeah, we're really happy with the squad we have at the moment.
The future is always in mind at St. Kevin's FC, where we now talk to the lady who runs the Girls and Little Saints Academy section at St. Kevin's FC.
My name is Sharon Keating. I'm involved in St. Kevin's Football Club. We run the Little Saints every Saturday. The juniors, they're age 4 to 5. That's from 1:30 to 2:30. And then the seniors, 6 to 7, 2:30 to 3:30. So basically at that age, we really encourage agility, balance, the core movements. We also start teaching them a little bit about ball mastery and ball skills and how to play the game. But we have a great bunch of kids down here. A mixture of boys and girls are welcome down here every Saturday. Great little characters, and they're coming on really well, so really enjoying it down here. We have a girls section. I think it was about last March St. Kevin's changed their name, previously St. Kevin's Boys. First thing to do to help welcome the girls was change the name, so that was changed to St. Kevin's Football Club. So we started off with two Disney programs. They were very successful. Moana was one of them. So from the two Disney programs we've done, we were able to form our first ever girls team, which is under annoyance. They're doing really well. About 14 of the girls from Disney came into the team, which is brilliant. And the plan now this year is to run another two Disneys. And again, we hope to keep building on the girls' teams, again, feeding them in from the Disney. We also have lots of interest from other girls, so it's just brilliant to be part of it and see the girls' section grown, especially in a club like St. Kevin's. It's all very new, lots of room for growth. All the lads are very welcome for the girls. The training is brilliant. We have three great coaches, actually. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, again, to see the girls' game progressing, especially with the Ireland team, the women's Ireland team and everything. So really to get the girls out there in front. Like for me, I'm quite old, so back in my day I played senior football at 12, so now to see the girls having the teams under 9, we'll have an under 8 team as well hopefully, and hopefully a 9-a-side team as well. So it's just brilliant. It's just the potential there for the growth is just brilliant, and all the girls are loving it. It's all done down here in the clubhouse, and we have great facilities down here. We have the hall inside, so if it's raining it's fine, we have the hall. We also have Astro facility as well, again if it's raining, brilliant. So it's never cancelled, which is great. And then we also have the use of the grass pitch. So again, for the Disney, that would be quite similar. Our next programme is starting in April, so that will run April to May. So that, again, we have the option of the indoor hall and the Astro. So it's great. If the sun is shining and it's nice and warm, it's the Astro. Weather's bad, still goes ahead, it's the hall. Just to mention as well, our ethos in this club would be fun, just great fun, to want the kids to come back every week, help them develop. But our main focus, especially in the Little Saints and in the Disney, would be fun, fun, fun. We have lovely colours, the bright orange. Kids love getting all the gear, their shorts, their jerseys, everything. So yeah, brilliant club.
You've been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. I'm Dave Daly, and if your club would like to be featured, email sidelines@nova.ie. Be part of it. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon. PK!